B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rodgers up behind center. Takes the snap, turns, gives to Jamal Williams. They're going to let him score. And Williams is going to take it down to the 2-yard line and stop.
Smart.
Yeah, Lions tried to let him go in for the touchdown. Jamal Williams didn't do it. He stopped right at the 3.
Hand off Jamal. Picks his way up the right side. Inside the 5-yard line.
I think some of the Lions were thinking, let him score.
And Jamal looked to me like he didn't slip. He just went down on purpose. You know, he just didn't want to get into the end zone there.
Heads up play on his part.
A very heads up play.
Last night, at the end of that game, with a minute and a half to play, Aaron Rodgers handed off the ball to Jamal Williams. And the Lions tried to clear out and let him score. He sat down at the 3 and did so with exactly a minute 30 on the clock. I think at that point there was about minute 29 and ticking when the play ended. The Packers just want to bleed that clock for the Lions. The Lions were trying to do their best to get out of the way, but he sat down. There's too many defenders there. So they bleed the clock and they kick the chip shot 23-yard field goal with 2 seconds left. Time expires. They win the game. They don't give the Lions a chance to get the ball back because all their timeouts were gone. Of course, they get a critical first down there at the end of the game with a hands to the face, Trey Flowers. We've talked about that all day. But about this play, I just hate it when anybody wants to leave it into the – leave a win up to a kicker.
Yeah, and if that's such a brilliant call and decision by the offense, doesn't the quarterback just duck his head and stay in the middle of the field and pick up as many yards as he can on a quarterback sneak instead of trying to go back and hand the ball off and risk another person handling the football if that's so brilliant by the offense? But I'm with you.
Well, no,
you
because they pick up yards. Oh, yeah. I mean, they picked up like 8 yards on the play.
They were at the 10, right?
They were at about the 12.
12, okay.
So they picked up like nine yards on the play, 9-10 yards.
Yeah,
on that.
You score.
So you're changing what is like a 32-33-yard field goal to a 23-yard chip shot. I mean, there's a big difference there.
Maybe Green Bay doesn't think their defense is that good. Maybe they feel that, we can't stop Matthew Stafford.
Well, I think there's just where the game is now is that everybody thinks their offense is capable of scoring in a matter of 10 seconds. And I think that defense has gone to the point in the league where defense is not good. Defense has been sort of neutered in a lot of ways with the way the penalties are called, right? With the PI, you throw the ball, you chuck it up there, and you hope for a call, especially the Packers. I mean, no one's better at that crap. It just happens to be their game last night, but Rodgers has mastered the chuck it up there and try and get a receiver to come back for the ball and then hope for a flag. The Packers have been pulling that nonsense for years. So
call that the Flacco.
You think, Flacco's one of those guys, too?
I mean, I think of him every time I see one of those.
I think of Rodgers.
Denver.
Oh, I think of Rodgers. Rodgers, I think, has just become one of those guys. Worst. So, anyway, I think that's just the state and mindset of the league that we've been beaten to a point now where you want to have the ball last. You've got to have the ball last. And so that's why it's now automatically, that's so smart. Bleed that clock and score. When it's like, once upon a time, you'd rather have the touchdown. You'd rather have the touchdown and say, yeah, we've got the touchdown. You can no longer, you can get the touchdown and then put your defense back on the field to make a stop.
I don't think that's the case. I think you want to kick the field goal there with 0 on the clock. If you have time, to run the clock down to 3 seconds, kick the field goal, and go home.
Not if you have a good defense. Because right now...
Why? You have the chance to kick the field goal and go home. Because do you want to win by more points? Do you want to score more points? Do you care about the points?
No, I think touchdown. Touchdown's demoralizing.
Because the touchdown is automatic there. I mean, the touchdown was a given. It was there. It's not like you have to try for it there. That's being handed to you, right? So it's not like there's any effort involved.
I'm saying that they shouldn't go for the field goal. Is it because you want more points on the board?
No, it's because I don't trust kickers. Because a lot can go wrong.
Why did they get rid of the extra point the way they had the extra point?
Because
we're talking about an old extra point.
Because even at that distance, it is not a guaranteed thing.
It was pretty much a guarantee. That's why they got rid of it.
Yeah, see, but I don't take pretty much guaranteed over what was obviously guaranteed. Jamal Williams could have walked into the end zone. So if you have a great defense, and right now, and applying this to the New England Patriots, if this were to happen tomorrow, next Monday night, at New York, and there's a minute and a half, and Sony Michel has the ball, I don't want Mike Nugent kicking. I don't care if it's a 23-yard field goal. Sony Michel, run the ball in. The Patriots' defense is good enough.
Yep.
Run the ball in, score the touchdown, give him the ball back. With
run it in. Jake Bailey, kick it through the end zone and put the defense out there.
Most teams blow anyway. Like, most of the, if it's the New York Jets and it's Sam Darnold, I like my chances. I like my chances to get a stop against Sam Darnold and the New York Jets more than I like my chances of Mike Nugent. I just, it scares the hell out of me.
You're being very specific, though. So last night, if you were playing the Lions, that's the scenario it's in. It's you're putting it in this one specific game against a terrible team that you would take the touchdown.
Yeah.
What about other scenarios? Is there a scenario that you wouldn't take the touchdown and you kick the field goal?
If I had a rotten defense. If you got a bad defense, you should do exactly what the Packers did last night. Think the Packers have a rotten defense?
No, they said it's pretty good, but I haven't really seen it play well. They did hold them the field goals on those opportunities.
Held them to five field goals.
That's pretty
good. In 2014, the last time they had that extra point at that distance,
five field goals.
There were eight misses in 1,230 attempts.
Yeah, I don't want to be one of those
eight. That's a sure thing.
I don't want to be one of those eight.
You want to be that team? Be that guy?
Do you think there were more than eight touchdowns in 1,230 drives in situations like that the other way?
I don't know, Mr.
Over a minute left, no timeouts?
All I can tell you is I think specifically right now about the New England Patriots.
Running down our throat.
And that's the team I care most about. And if it's Sony Michel on next week and this rest of this season, I want the Patriots to score. Because I don't trust the hold. I don't trust the kick. I don't trust any of it right now, given the situation they're in. I'm applying it to the Patriots for the sake of what we do in our scope of the world. And I don't know. I just get aggravated with, so smart. Like, yeah, once upon a time this league played defense. I wish someone played defense.
I disagree. This has always been the smart play. Every game ever, this has been the smart play. Why did the Patriots let Ahmad Bradshaw score in that Super Bowl?
Because they wanted the ball back.
They wanted him
to score. Yeah, because you want to have a shot is what you want. You want some control.
Exactly. You want to have a shot. So you just gave the Lions a shot if you score a touchdown.
Because you don't have much control over it because blocking a kick is so hard.
You have Tom Brady on the other side.
Because
you're making my point right now.
Because you want to have some sort of control and feel like you had any control. But in terms of playing the actual odds, I guess you're right. The odds are slim too on either one.
I think the odds are much better to get you're going to complete that field goal with 0 seconds on the clock.
To me, there's something more savvy about the strategy of not taking what the defense so obviously wants you to do by not falling into what is some kind of a trap. And it wasn't even like that sneaky. Everyone knew what the Lions were doing. Everyone knew what they wanted them to do. Packers said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to sit down on this. We're going to run more clock. The clock ended up being more important than the points. The clock was more important than the extra 3 points you would have gotten.
Andy Reid takes that touchdown and loses that game. He's getting killed today.
Yeah, because he's Andy Reid. He makes clock stupid management decisions. Guys.
Of course he is.
Yeah, but when you have no track record.
I saw a well-coached game last night. Two well-coached teams on
the
field.
Don't tell Hardy that. He does not like Matt Patricia today.
Wasn't allowed to win.
You've been blown away by the job that Matt Patricia has done.
I think he's got him going in the right direction.
Okay, whatever.
Seems like the culture is different there right now.
It seems like they're going in a better direction than
they are going in a better direction this year.
They came out shoot ready to play last night. That's credit.
But after last year, he had a lot to improve on. You want me to push all my chips in because they're 2-2-1? When they should have won that.
Venmo,
when they first. Probably did Venmo myself $20 because I'm all in on Matt Patricia after they blew the first game of the year and ended up tying Arizona. I should be okay with a tie in Arizona when you had a big lead in the fourth quarter.
I'd also wonder if there's a way to do this, Jim. So, you know, first and 10 from the Detroit 11, it's like obvious you got to let him score, but first and 10 from the 22, it's not obvious. What are the differences over those? And I know, obviously, you go from the 22 to the 11.
37-yard kick.
Right? Like, I wonder what... I'm curious.
Yeah, the 22 is a 41-yard field goal.
I understand that. I wonder what the percentages are, like, difference in kicks from those distances. I'm genuinely curious. It's got to be a big gap.
If Mike Nugent's hit 81 in a row from that distance, then
Yeah, Mike Nugent's been like out of football though, a couple of years.
Yeah, going back to 2005, he hit 81 in a row.
He's got a kicker who can't get the laces going the right way right now. I don't trust that.
I don't care if the laces are going the wrong way. He hits that field goal.
Are you
from that distance? He hits that field goal.
Not if he kicks the. He might not hit it.
I'm not convinced.
It doesn't have time to go wide. It's too short.
I'm not convinced of that. I'd rather just kick it. The defense is so good. I'm fine with that. Oh, you'll stop them. You're not giving up a touchdown.
Defense.
You're giving up a score.
Defense.
Kick it away.
I'm with you on that.
Well, thank you, Zoe.
Score.
617-779-0985.
So if the Patriots did that, you would be talking about how brilliant of a move it was. Don't be kidding. Like, if they did that on Monday night, Sony Michel stops, you'd be like, wow, what a great strategy. They're going to not give the Jets back the ball. Darnold's having a big game. Had a big game against the Cowboys last week.
Oh, it's because it's Patriots, Jim. They're allowed to win. And leave it to Jim, too. I just saw another thing from Twitter. Hardy, you're such a hypocrite. If this were a Pats fan whining like that, you'd be all over him. It's not all about the Patriots. Yeah, if you don't have a problem with what happened last night, forget about your team affiliation. Just by what you saw last night, if you have a problem with that, you're not a real fan of football, and that's okay. I know there's a lot of people just fans of a team; they don't care anything about the larger game. But if you care anything about the sport, then you should have a problem with what went down last night.
An update on who is and is not at Patriots practice today. We'll tell you about that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Questions.
All right.
Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
We'll jump right back to your phones. I just want to tell you this. Michael Bennett not at Patriots practice today. That might be one to keep an eye on.
I'd keep an eye on that one.
Yeah? Keep an eye on that?
Yeah, keep an eye on that one.
Okay.
I'm feeling great about that one.
Zoe's not feeling great about that one right now. So, as I said, it could be as simple as it's a maintenance day for a veteran player. It could be something as dramatic as he's quit. It could be anything.
Oh, no, quit's extreme. I mean,
that's extreme?
I mean, I don't know.
It could be anything from he's, you know, got a day off to he doesn't want to play anymore. I mean, that's could be the whole gamut. Could be any of those things.
Maybe he's not allowed to play.
Could be a trade. Could be anything. It's just
could be given Patriot of the Year. You never know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at anything.
So the Patriots,
but I don't feel good about it.
The Patriots do not need an injury report today, right? Do I
not till Thursday?
Thursday,
okay. Not till Thursday. Monday. They don't play until Monday.
That's right.
They don't need one. They probably won't give one.
Wednesday's the new Thursday. Right.
They won't give one today, so there won't be a participation report.
When's Bill talk next?
They haven't released that yet.
Oh, yeah.
We usually carry him on Wednesdays, but he technically could be Thursday this week if they want.
Do whatever he likes. So
we have to carry that one live.
We have to carry it live.
Oh!
Every week for 10 years.
That's nice.
May have to have that one. Yep, we do. We have all of them. Yep.
Sometimes I think we don't care.
Thanks for being here, Zoe.
No, I'm like, some. I don't know what it is.
That's right. You nailed it.
No, like sometimes like we check in or like, I don't know, we're not carrying it or then we do carry it. But yeah, we're carrying it. Carrying it live Thursday.
Yeah, that is true. N'Keal Harry also at practice today.
Does he look physical?
Making his return. He looks big.
He looks like a freaking linebacker, man. He's huge.
He looks big.
Now, he's kind of one of those guys, you know, say, okay, you get him up to speed. And Brady talks about the route running and you know, just based on the type of catches he had in the preseason, I think he's one, like, if he's covered, I think he has a chance to get the ball. There aren't many guys like that, really. I mean, you know, you're going to bank the routes on Edelman. I think Dorsett, the route has to be run the right way. But if Harry's covered, I think Brady may put the ball up to him.
Also, Ben Watson out on the practice field after being officially re-signed earlier today. So that is a done deal as well. That's the update from practice. 617-779-0985. Speaking of Ben Watson, Dick in Swampscott wants to talk about Ben Watson.
Hello.
Hello.
Listen,
what's up,
I'm
Dick?
I'm 86 years old, so don't pick on me.
No.
I want you to recall a play that I saw by Ben Watson, which at my age, and I go back to Otto Graham, I want you to remember a play that he made in the end zone. He went up for a pass by Tom. It was deflected. I don't know how. It was intercepted. The man running with the ball went almost 100 yards.
Champ Bailey, 2006 against the Broncos.
Oh, thank God. You guys are good.
Now, listen. You're better, Dick.
He knocked him out of bounds, and I'm going to tell you right now.
Should have been a touchback.
That's all I know about Ben Watson. I'd have him on my team any day, any time. But I don't know what's happened to him since because I haven't followed him. And just a word about last night. It made me puke. You know, three men who didn't have a hat on, didn't hit anybody, screwed up a whole game, okay? And that guy who walks around under the ball, what's his name, Rogers? He needs a good beating.
Yeah.
All right, Dick, appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, Dick.
See you, Dick.
The game he's talking about is the divisional round. It was the 2005 season, January of 2006. Yeah. We all know that play. We actually asked Ben Watson about that in training camp.
Yeah, we did.
This year, and Ben Watson referenced a study. I think it was MIT. Was it MIT that went back and looked at the play and studied the play? It said, he said, I'm going to paraphrase Ben Watson here.
Right.
He said, well, I don't want to get back into the play and go down that road again. But they've factually proven that I tackled them, and it should have been a touchback. Ben Watson got there, and he ran.
He sure did.
I mean, I don't think he can run like that anymore at 38 years old. But Ben Watson hustling down the field is what he did. He was chasing a guy who is now in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Champ Bailey, who went in this past summer
with Ty Law.
Yep. 2005 AFC Divisional Round. At Mile High.
It's great.
Brady takes the snap. Here's the blitz. Rolls to the right. Fires to the right. It is intercepted in the end zone. Up to 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Left sideline, 35, 40. Heading all the way down the sideline and going over 100 yards for a touchdown is deep Denver Broncos. Let's see if he was taken out at the 1 yard line. Benjamin Wilt Watson made the tackle.
That's for you, Dick. Good recall.
There you go. There it is. 617-779-0985. Pete is in Delaware on the officials last night. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
First of all, I do agree with Hardy. I think Detroit lost on those calls, although you can point to other plays. But my bigger point, guys, is the league itself, to me, is to blame for this whole mess, especially this past weekend. The officials have to look at so much stuff every week, and it gets worse every year. I think they just micromanaged to throw the flag if they have any question. That seems to be the way it is. And, I mean, the league has to be culpable, too. I mean, everyone gets on the officials, but the league just keeps adding and adding to what these guys have to look at each year, and of course they're going to throw the flag more than they're not going to throw it.
Who's not blaming the league? I mean, I think the league is 100% to blame.
No, I don't mean you guys, but I mean like you hear fans in general. I mean, look at the league and point to them because they're micromanaging this to a point where I'm not even recognizing the game anymore. It's not football. I mean, I'm 48 years old, so I know I'm about your guys' age, but it's just not the same game. And I don't care. I just don't want officials becoming bigger than the game. And right now they're becoming bigger than the game that's being played on the field, and that's a problem.
You know, the crazy thing is, Pete, and thanks for the call as always, The crazy thing is that the NFL's always been motivated to do whatever is in the best interest of TV ratings. They've always done that. You know, oh, change the rules to make it to benefit the offense because it's better for the TV audience and better for the product. I don't understand why they think more penalties is good for anybody. Good for the product, good for the players on the field, good for competition, good for the audience. Who is this good for?
Maybe they think
when you want to get to 14.93 penalties per game, which is the average number of penalties right now, they're approaching 15 penalties per game in the NFL this season. Why you think that is a good number to be at? Why you're emphasizing so many different calls? Who's this good for? It's not good for your audience. No. It's not good for your fan base. It's not good for your players. It's not good for the level of competition. It's not good to put the officials that you have hired in the position to be calling those penalties each and every game that they go work. It's not good for anybody involved. No. And so we've been critical of them in the past for being too motivated by TV and too motivated by casual fans. And this time they're not, and they can't do it right this time either, which is just frustrating as a fan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just drives you.
Yeah,
crazy.
Maybe they're trying to slow the game down too. Maybe they just think it's too fast. We need to just pump the brakes here.
It just drives you nuts.
It's too much on our plate. You're giving them too much to look at, too much in between ears for them to even go out and just call the game and call the flow of it. There's no flow to sometimes to these games. That Cowboys Jets game was a nightmare at the end.
We'll get to more of your calls coming up next. We also still don't know who the Red Sox GM is going to be, even though the Red Sox season is well over and the World Series is pretty much here. You can cross another name off the list.
They can't hide.
They need to get somebody. We'll get to more of your calls. Also, today's takeaways at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Oh ho! Fuck it. It's beastly. It's got a little beastly feel to it. I can tell by
it. It is beastly.
It is?
Yeah. There you go.
You just tell by the sound. It's like when you hear the doors, you know it's the doors.
That's insulting.
Oh, man.
We got another name off the list. Andrew Friedman is out. Got a problem here. Got a problem for the Red Sox. It's been 5 weeks since Dave Dombrowski got canned. And the Red Sox still need a general manager. They need someone to run their baseball operation. Mm-hmm. And Andrew Friedman is off the list because Andrew Friedman is returning to the Dodgers by extending his contract there. He would have been the guy. I mean, we all sort of assumed he'd be a leading candidate. Theo's out. He's staying in Chicago. Friedman is out. He's going to stay in L.A. After leading the Dodgers to back-to-back World Series in 17 and 18, they had an early exit this year, did a great job bringing back the Dodgers farm system after leading the Rays to a World Series appearance in 2008, beating the Red Sox in the ALCS. Friedman turned around the Rays. Now he's turned around the Dodgers. He was definitely on the list of guys. Jed Hoyer apparently does not have interest in the Red Sox job. So take Jed Hoyer off the list. Take Andrew Friedman off the list. Take Mike Hazen off the list. He's been re-signed. The guys who are on this list are sort of dropping like flies. They really are. So if they want an external candidate, it seems like they're running out of options. And it doesn't feel like...
How does somebody not want this job?
Got any
like guy. Seriously, if you're like a young up-and-coming baseball exec, why wouldn't you want to be part of this?
Well, that's what I think it might be. And so you know what I'm thinking the more we sort of think about this today is that we should be prepared for it to be a name that is not...
that you never heard of.
A high-profile name.
Yeah. Interesting. Maybe somebody they can control.
Sorry. Well, what do you mean control?
Not control, but to what they said, you know, John Henry wants to have a bigger hand in some of the baseball decisions now, all of a sudden. Instead of letting baseball people do that, let him do the math part of it, let him run the business. Now, all of a sudden, at his age, and after winning a year ago, and your team fails this year, now all of a sudden you want a bigger hand in making baseball decisions. That's not good for the team. That's not his forte. I hired baseball people to do that.
Tom Werner said this back at the end of September, about 3 weeks ago. He said, I consider the position to be one of the most coveted in all of sports.
They're lining up for it.
This is what I want to know. Has it been treated by baseball as if it's one of the most coveted in all of sports?
Doesn't feel that way.
Do you think that the Red Sox are willing to admit that to themselves?
No, I think they're just they're sticking their chest out.
Do you think that this should lead to some sort of soul searching on their part? Based on their search or based on the fact that no one seems lined up to even look at it?
Now they're just going to tell you they're going to raise ticket prices and get used to it.
I just hope that it would lead to that, where they, if they honestly believe that, and it should be one of the most coveted jobs in sports. You get to run the baseball operation of the Boston Red Sox. That should be a coveted top job in that sport, if not all of American professional sports. That is a major job that should be highly coveted. It doesn't feel like it is right now. And so maybe they should take a look in the mirror and ask themselves why. It'd be a good time to do some of that soul searching when they figure out who this next person will be and how they should sort of, I guess, structure that job and the leeway that person should be given and how everything should sort of run going forward, whoever it is they give the job to. They should probably think about that a little more going forward. Why was this not the most coveted job? And what can we do to make this better going forward?
Yeah, why isn't it?
Yeah, maybe spend a little time on that.
I'm just having those fact-finding expeditions. Let's get eight people in a room and let's talk this thing out.
No, I don't think you need that. I'm just talking about the two guys right there that we're looking at on our screen here. Henry and Warner, you guys own the team.
Just talk about
time to sell.
Why would someone not want this job?
12 people in the room. You and Sam Kennedy, get together and figure that out.
Maybe that's your problem there. I don't know. Maybe it's time to sell. Maybe it's like the perfect time. I mean, just one again. You're getting up there in age. What the hell else you want to do?
I don't think they're going to sell.
Keep changing philosophies every couple of years. That's why nobody wants
the
job.
No direction, yeah.
Look at the Rays job. The Rays job is terrible probably. But you know what? The guy gets unlimited creativity to do what he wants. That's probably a fun job.
Yeah.
And then you got other jobs that are high paying and they're stable.
That's
this
fun. Let's go into the season with no starter. We just won't announce our starters.
But it's not stable and it doesn't seem like you're allowed to be creative. Yeah, just got to go with every couple of years, you got to change with the wind.
Your hands are pretty tied with the pitching, too. The amount of money you've got
right.
in these pitchers.
What is the Red Sox? What's the Red Sox organizational philosophy? What's ownership's philosophy? Do they have one?
Year to year.
Do they have
one?
Yes, they do have one. Spend. It's year to year.
Spend. Spend money until now. Now we're not spending money. Now we want to spend less money.
Go in one direction and then overcorrect in the other. Yeah. And then overcorrect and then overcorrect.
That's what they've done. That has been their basic way of operating. John in Newburyport. Hey, John. Hello. Johnny boy. Okay. is this Paul in Rhode Island from earlier? Paul. Okay. Greg in New Hampshire.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, what's up?
I called you guys last week. I've been listening to some of the noise that Felger and Maz has been putting out about radio.
Oh, yeah?
Want to work with young guys.
Yeah, young guys.
Zoe knows what team sports are all about, man.
That's right.
He's got to get that trust, you know? But my bold prediction is N'Keal Harry is going to come back. He's going to smoke this league for the rest of the season, and he's going to be rookie of the year.
I like you.
N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal Harry.
Is going to smoke the league and win rookie of the year.
It's like M. Night Shyamalan.
Jim?
Halfway through.
Mark the tape. Greg in New Hampshire has got that prediction for us.
I would know.
Let's mark the tape and hang on to that for the end of the year.
Smoke it.
I like that pronunciation better than Nikhil.
I do too. Enkil.
Enkil Harry.
Like, I'm going to kill you.
Today's takeaways are next. Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. They're encouraging you not to give up on losing weight. Set up your free consultation today. Learn how easy losing weight can really be.
To the takeaways we go. First, of course, this all day long, angry Hardy over the Lions.
This is so stupid.
Being on the receiving end of some really bad officiating last night in Green Bay.
When you have a player the caliber of Aaron Rodgers out there, who I don't like, he's not a likable guy, moseying around up to the line, acting like he's doing everybody a favor by being there.
Nice uniform.
Screw him. When you've got him out there versus the Lions, the referees are mandated to give him the calls. Give me another explanation as to why time after time after time, season after season, games are taken away from the Lions. They have the lead late in the game. What are we going to do? We're going to start either throwing phantom flags, or when there are flags thrown, in the case of the Cowboys game, we're going to pick them up because it would benefit the Lions. When you see it happen year after year after year, what the hell other explanation is there?
Bad luck. Oh, they just got a victim of some bad calls again. Oh, shucks.
I don't believe that anymore. Yeah,
that's how we do it in the D, baby. I was much more eloquent than that.
I don't like that manipulating of the audio. By the way, 10 questions with the dart coming up.
Yeah, I was going to say, today's a big boy Tuesday on Felger and Maz. 10 questions with Bedard coming up at 5:50-ish.
Yeah, now I see why he didn't like it.
Yeah, you were much more eloquent, like when you and Zoe were saying this word. We're talking about a Green Bay writer
today. He said
today.
It, not me.
Yeah, talking about a Green Bay writer today and something he had to say about the poise of Aaron Rodgers in that game.
The revisionist history this morning continues. I'm reading this. Kid named Peter Bukowski on Twitter, who says it sucks the officiated and he's
he said kid.
Well, I didn't mean to. It was a mistake. I'd take it back if I could.
It's like that word that makes you just fall off your chair, like whoa. It's just like he's cruising along and all of a sudden whammo, that boom, that head comes out of nowhere. Look out, he said kid.
So get home, Zom.
Oh, F, I said S.
It's a funny word, though. It's only one thing it means. It's only one thing it means. It doesn't mean anything else. Multiple meanings.
Jim played it very safe. He didn't let any of that hit the airwaves today.
No, I think Jim made the right call.
Yeah,
he made
the right call. Stiff.
No?
Happy for you people on the app and stream. Good for you people. Captain Cruise Control, right down the middle.
Kid named Peter Bukowski on Twitter, who says it sucks the officiated and he's
he said kid.
Well, I didn't mean to. It was a mistake.
Did he call him a J-off later?
Yeah, you can say that. I mean, I wouldn't say it again. I wouldn't celebrate it. But that second one, you can, as long as it's a G and not a CK.
Right,
J-off.
Yeah.
Oh man.
What happens when the Lions lose, man, like that?
When the Lions have a win stolen from them, you mean?
Well, I don't know that they get it took away from the luster.
Have you heard
of
Hardy editorializing his headlines today?
Yeah,
I'm not sure that's up to our standards in the news division here.
Our
news division here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Gonna get a letter from the news director.
Yeah, Landy said it's great. It's good to see the fandom come out once in a while, and some people here like. Yeah. People lose their... You lose your fandom sometimes after being in the business for so long.
Sure do. Become numb to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, hearing Tom Brady's interview with Jim Gray never, ever makes me lose fandom for the sport of football. It just makes me be a bigger fan of the sport and of Tom Brady.
It makes him for the Monday Patriots. Nights. Yeah, Tuesdays.
It's just, how do you not get excited about football listening to these two go back and forth? Well, we mentioned earlier that we've been doing the montage and the recap of every mention of the name Tom.
So we have six weeks worth?
For 6 weeks now. And I said, oh, at the end of the season, we'll be able to string together every Tom, right? Well, T-Bone just said, oh, I'll put them together for today for a running tally. 6 weeks worth.
6 weeks worth of Tom.
T-Bone said, why wait until the end of the season? We'll do it for today if you want it.
Yeah, it'll be 40 minutes long if we wait until the end of the season.
Let's see how long it is.
Tom Brady. Thanks, Scratchy.
It's not that long.
18 seconds.
How long?
Yeah.
18 seconds.
That's all it is. Yeah. That felt like 2 minutes. It's only 18 seconds?
That's it.
That, no way. Did that not feel like 2 minutes? That was only 18 seconds.
That means it's only on average 3 seconds a week of him saying Tom or Tommy.
Can we independently time that?
Sure.
Ready?
Do you want to try to count how many times in 18 seconds?
No, Beetle and I are both going to time it like Bedard's hang time. We'll see if we get the same number.
Just give me a go.
Okay, hold on a second. All right, and we'll time it. Go.
Tom Brady. Thanks, Scratchy.
Oh my God, it's only 18 seconds.
18.19.
18 and change.
Okay.
I got like 18.4, but whatever.
Yeah.
You're talking tenths of a second difference.
Fantastic.
Still like that question. Have you ever been pushed into a corner and told something to do something you didn't want to do by somebody?
The question is, okay, so through 6 weeks.
Does anybody ever try and push you into an area where you don't want to go or try and lobby and push you to do something and you go along with it?
Huh?
Ow. What?
Where's this one going,
Jim? The hell is this?
Yeah.
Through 6 weeks.
He didn't say that at first, though. And he kind of got a little belligerent after that.
In what sense?
In life, in any sense. Maybe G wants to do something you don't want to do. Maybe a teammate wants to do something you don't want to do. Just anywhere.
Use your strong leg.
In 6 weeks, all of the Tommy Toms has come out to only 18 seconds. That means we're on pace for it to be under a minute by the end of the season. The entire string of his name will be under a minute.
It's going to be a long minute, though. Can you imagine listening to that for almost a full 60?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
I can't wait.
God, those are good uniforms that the Packers wore. Oh, white. Sorry.
Felgrim Az are coming your way next. Bedard is in on this Tuesday. You'll manipulate the sound of him.
That happens from time to time.
Yeah. That happens from time to time.
Derek.
We're back at it tomorrow. Shaughnessy in tomorrow now.
Yeah.
Shifting the schedule around this week. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. Felger Master next. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here's third and four with Rodgers. Calmly retreating, looking for something. Flag is down as he throws to the end zone. Incomplete.
Illegal use of hands. Hands to the face. Defense. Where?
That's on the left shoulder once again. On the left shoulder.
Two illegal hands to the face penalties in the second half for Trey Flowers.
And it shouldn't have been called tonight. Let's make sure we let America know that. That's twice. The first time it cost them a sack. This time it cost them the game. When blown calls, when blatant calls cost teams football games, that's where we as players, the coaches, and even the fans in America, if we can see it, the officials should be able to see that. And I think that's why we're all a little bit disgruntled.
All right, fans of America, let's get into this. It's a Big Boy Tuesday. Greg Bedard here, the Boston Sports Journal and the Las Vegas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.